Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Everything with Erin, the podcast. I am coming to you again this week. We are almost done with our Dancing with the Stars recaps because next week's the finale. So this will no longer be a Dancing with the Stars recap podcast. And for that, you are welcome. I hope you all are having a great week and are gearing up for the holidays, next week being Thanksgiving. And again, we won't have a podcast next weekend, or next week rather. And yeah, I had a pretty good week. It was pretty chill, honestly. Another week just here at home in Vermont. No travel, nothing crazy. And not really a ton of plans, which has been really nice to just like kind of go with the flow of the day and see where it takes us. So that was just another, you know, pattern of our weekend last weekend, which was really lovely. You know, Friday, we had no plans. We just had kind of like a chilled evening. We watched Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, obviously. And I'll get to that because I do want to talk a little bit about this season. And we made pizza at home. Now, I finally had redemption for my pizza recipe, my homemade pizza dough recipe, because, and I can't actually take full credit for it. The recipe is from Dan Pelosi or Grossi Pelosi's book, Let's Eat. And I've made this pizza dough so many times, so many times, but it must've been that the last time I was making it, like the last couple of times I've made it, it has come out like a legitimate cracker. Like it's not dough. It's like a fucking rock. Like you could break someone's skull off of it. And I've just been so discouraged because I was like, what the hell? Like I used to make glorious, delicious, doughy, crispy pizza dough. And I think that the yeast packets that I had, because I use like a dry active yeast, was bad. It wasn't expired, but I think it must have just been like defective. I don't know. So I had been really discouraged for a long time and was like, we're not making pizza. Like we're not doing this anymore because it just kept coming out so bad. And I was like, what the fuck? So I made more pizza dough, or I made pizza dough on Friday and it came out so good. You guys, it makes technically 2 pounds of pizza dough, but you can either do that on like one full sheet pan, or what we did is split it in half and did two, like one on a mini sheet pan, one on another mini sheet pan. And then we made two different types of pizza. Delicious, literally so delicious. So I got my redemption with the pizza dough and I was so happy about that. And then on Saturday, we had like a slow morning. Connor actually went snowboarding. I know. Can you believe it? Killington Mountain is open in Vermont and snowboarding is all systems go, which is so crazy. So Connor went snowboarding on Saturday morning, which does not affect me because you guys, I don't wake up till he gets home. It's amazing. It's literally perfect. He gets home at like 10:30. 11. He doesn't go for a full day. He just goes in the morning for a couple hours. I wake up when he comes home. We start the day. It's perfect. And then we had plans that night. On Saturday night, we were going to Connor's cousin's house for dinner. And so I was baking to bring some stuff over to their house. I made some cookies and I made a focaccia because I was really feeling my bread success from Friday night. I was like, you know what? I can make a bread. And I was very happy about that. I haven't made that in so long. For focaccia, I make the Bon Appetit. It's called Shockingly Easy No Knead Focaccia. So you don't need to knead the dough at all. It just needs a lot of time to rise. So you got to like plan ahead on that one. But it was great. And yeah, it was so funny. We were going to Connor's cousin's house and I was like, not very, like I say, plan ahead with the pizza dough because like you really do need a lot of time for it to rise. I realized that, you know, it's harder or like less simple maybe to make pizza, or not make pizza, to make bread in the winter because it's just like you know, is it warm enough for it to rise, sort of thing. So for the focaccia that I was going to bring, I wasn't going to have time to bake it at our house before we were going to leave to go to their house. So I was like, it takes like 30 minutes to get there. Let's just pop it on to, because the last like proof it needs to do is on the actual baking sheet. And then you can like spread it out a little bit once it like rises more onto the baking sheet. And so we put it in the trunk, like with nothing else there. It was just like the big giant baking sheet, bread slapped right on there, waiting for it to rise. And I said to Connor, I was like, and we were driving, and I was like, oh, I just wish that this car had like a camera into the trunk, because then I could see the bread and like make sure it's okay. And this was the second time that I've had that thought process that week, because I also had been, I had groceries with me, and I was like, oh my God, like I heard something tip over, and I was like, oh my God, the groceries, like the milk, it's spilled everywhere. Like in my head, I'm just like panicking, like, oh my God. And so I was like, oh, like would love to have a camera into the trunk so that I could see that nothing has spilled. But then because I'm an inherently very anxious person, my next immediate thought is, well, they would never make that, because then kidnappers would just be able to look in their trunk and see their kidnapped person. And that's how they would take, keep looking at them and watching them and making sure they're still there. Which I'm sure is not true, but why was that my first thought? Anyways, the bread came out fine. However, with the focaccia, it was great, but I forget that with this recipe, if you put it on like a half baking sheet, it obviously is a lot thicker of a dough. Like it rises on there and it's like almost like a sandwich bread, like thickness of focaccia, like an Italian sandwich, like if not like a fucking loaf of bread. But when you make it on the full sheet, it is like obviously thinner. And yeah, I was like, what's happening? Like, why didn't this rise? And then I was like, no, actually, this is supposed to come out this way. And then Sunday, we had a very lovely day, I would say. We went to an estate sale that we'd been wanting to go to that was planned in Dorset, Vermont, which is a little bit far for us. It's like an hour drive. But we got to go there. We actually were successful in getting things. We got a coffee table and a painting. And I am so happy with our purchases. It like actually makes our living room come together and seem like an actual real life living room, which is crazy. We've lived here for 2 years, but we haven't had an actual proper coffee table. We've just been using like a chest that had like blankets in it as our coffee table, but it was so small. And now we have like a real life big wooden coffee table, and we got it for $30 at the estate sale. When we went to this estate sale on Sunday, this company that does these around us, on Sundays, everything is half off. So, because like everything must go. So they run it for the whole weekend. Saturday is full price. Sunday is, you know, whatever is left is half off. And so the coffee table was $75. It was going to be $35. And then I asked if they would do $30, and they said yes. So that was awesome. And it's a little heavy. I cannot believe that Connor and I managed to move it up our stairs and into our apartment, because that was honestly an adventure, but we did great. We did a really good job, and so happy with it. It looks really good. And then we got a painting that is done by a Vermont artist, which I've been really trying to find out more information on. I wish that before we hung it up, we took a picture of the back of it, because it had like the artist's information on it. But I did some like quick Googling to figure out who it is. And I can't really figure it out, honestly. But it's a beautiful painting of a house, and yeah, it's really, really beautiful. And I love the frame. It's a actually like very big piece of art, which we were looking for, because we don't have anything for this like big section of our wall in our living room. And so it fit the space so nicely, and I'm really, really happy with it. That was $100. It was originally $275. And then half of that, I don't even know what half of that is. And then I said, would you do $100? And she said, yes. So we are really happy with it. So that was very successful. And then we went to one of our favorite places is Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, very close to Dorset. And we just poked around, looked at books, got some presents for people, got some ideas for presents for people, looked at books that we want to read. And we spent like 2 hours in there almost. It was just so lovely. It's the best bookstore. It's huge. And it was great. And then we went to lunch in Manchester, which was perfect. Came home. We weren't too hungry, but I prepped a meal for us to eat later in the week that we could just freeze. Football was on. It was like the ultimate cozy Sunday evening. I'm sure that I was watching Love Island Australia because what the hell else would I be doing? And that's pretty much what continued into Monday. More football, and I watched a fucking marathon worth of Love Island Australia that day. I'm watching the most recent season. Actually, I needed to look at my phone right now and see what season it is that I'm watching, because I've actually never watched Love Island Australia. I am a Love Island UK girly through and through. You guys know that. But okay, it's season 7 is what's on right now for Australia. I'm watching it on Hulu. And I freaking put in the work last weekend and caught up. And today, when you're listening to this, I guess when I'm recording this, it's on Wednesday. I'm on Wednesday. And this episode will be up tomorrow. But episode 13 for Love Island Australia came out today. And I haven't watched that yet. But it's daily on Hulu. And well, kind of daily. I guess the last episode came out on Monday. I don't understand. But the season's really good. I'm really enjoying it. My friends and I are all watching it together. And Monday, I fucking caught up to episode 12. I watched like 6 episodes. I just had it on my phone while I was doing work and like watching, listening at my desk. And then like every time I was like making a coffee or making lunch or like folding laundry, we had Love Island Australia on my phone. So I got to catch up on that, which was really good. And that was basically the theme of Monday. Obviously, Dancing with the Stars was on last night. You guys, is the semifinal. We will talk about it. And between like yesterday and today, I haven't been feeling a hundo P. But it's all good. I'll be feeling better in no time. I'm not like necessarily sick, just like not feeling great. And I spent today basically working from the couch, which is where I join you from today. Peaks and pits of the week. My peak would probably honestly be the purchases we made at the estate sale. I was so happy with those, especially getting a coffee table. I cannot explain to you guys, like, our lives are changed because like, we have a huge, big enough coffee table where we can eat on like opposite ends of the sectional and like we can reach the coffee table. It's crazy. And my pit is probably just not feeling great and just like having to deal with that this week, but I'll feel better soon. And then for TV, books, podcasts, I don't have anything, but I do really want to listen to Kris Jenner on Jay Shetty, because I just feel like I have been seeing so many clips of that and it actually looks really good. And I just love her. And I also spent some time yesterday watching The Kardashians and starting the latest season. And I just love them. I just freaking love them and I can't get enough. Mostly just like on the show. Like, I don't know. I like their stuff that they do and they like, you know, what they put out, and I'm always a fan, but there's just something different to like being able to like actually see them on the show versus like a curated Instagram photo. Like, I don't know. I like their personalities. Books. Okay. So I finished reading Wreck by Catherine Newman last week. Or maybe it was this week. I don't fucking know. But I literally love this book so much. I love the family. I think I was telling you guys last week that this book is essentially a kind of second piece of the book Sandwich that she came out with a couple of years ago. It's the same family. It's a couple years into the future. And it's just like so realistic. I just freaking love these characters. I love them. I could read 100 books of just this family, and I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, I actually don't know what to read next. Let me tell you what I have from the library right now for my Kindle. I have Friends and Strangers by J. Courtney Sullivan, which has 13 people waiting for it, which I have only 10 days left to read that, but I am going to be traveling, so maybe that's a good book to read. I don't even remember what this book is about. I think this is the one that's about the nanny and the mom who's recently divorced, single mom. They become friends or something. But it's a good sign that there's that many people waiting to read it. It must be popular, but I might read that. I also have The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. And this is a very interesting book, I was thinking, because it's like written as letters, like in the form of letters, and is about like connecting with people you've never met. I don't really know the rest of it. Someone writes letters and you get to read them. I don't think that book is very long, so I might read that next. And then, oh my God, freaking Libby, I returned this book and it keeps showing back up on my shelf. It's called The Ministry of Time, which I've probably borrowed from the library like 4 times and I've just never gotten around to reading it. I thought I returned it and it keeps showing up again. But I don't have time to read it. It's due in 3 days. So like I keep being like, okay, no, like return. And then it keeps coming back. The third book that I have available to read, it's called Pictures of You by Emma Gray, which is basically, it says like, what would you do if you could start over? Second chance type of situation, car crash, can't remember it. High school best friend helping piece together the memories. And then something about pictures, I thought, I don't really know. All of those are due kind of within 10 days. So we'll see what book I end up reading. I do still have the latest in the Dream Harbor series by Lauren Gilmore. That's her name. I always think it has to do with Gilmore Girls. Her name is Gilmore. It's Lauren Gilmore, I think. Oh my God. It's so confusing. I still have that new book and I had bought that. When I started it in like September and it was like too Christmassy and I was like, oh, I got to wait and save this. So I do still have that as well. So I'm just a little undecided on what to read next. I'm kind of on a reading streak, guys, of like one, like actually reading and doing good at it, but also like reading really good books, like from Blue Sisters to Heart the Lover to Wreck, like kind of killing it with the reading game. An update on my reading schedule. I am one book ahead of schedule and I have read 27 books out of my goal of 30. So I'm very, very happy with that. Okay. So TV shows I've been watching. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I don't really want to give a full update on that just because like I could talk about that for like a fucking hour and we're not actually technically done with the season yet. There's 10 episodes in the season. I'm on episode 8. So I don't really have like a full picture to show you for this whole season that I've watched. However, I love this show. I really, really love it for many, many different reasons. I love that it's a reality show that's not on network television and it's longer, it seems, than like a normal like Bravo kind of show. It is produced really well. I love that there are so many people in it. I love the dynamics between them, even if they're toxic and whatever. I love that they break the fourth wall and talk about like the contracting and who's on seasons 3 and who wanted negotiations and all that. it's not really a show about one person. It's like so many of them. But this season and the drama is so good. I just love it. And I want more all the time. I hope they continue to put them out like twice a year because it's so good and I'm obsessed. So yeah, that's definitely what I've been watching. And other than that, again, I've been watching Love Island Australia. Those are my two main focuses at the moment. And it's a lot because Love Island Australia is coming out pretty much every day. Although I haven't even been watching it like one episode at a time. I basically just sat down and watched 12 episodes. And now I have another one to watch and I will keep up with it. But apparently a season for Australia only ends up being like 30 episodes, which is crazy because with UK, it's like literally 60. So it won't be too much more to watch. But yeah, so I gotta download some shit for the plane. Because we go to Detroit for Thanksgiving on Sunday. I'm definitely going to download the Kardashians the rest of the season that I was watching the new season. And I don't really know what else. Maybe the Victoria Beckham documentary on Netflix. And I also really wanted to watch on Hulu is a documentary on Caroline Flack. And if you don't know who that is, she hosted the first three seasons of Love Island UK. She's like a TV personality in the UK, or was. She was really, really put through the ringer by the media, and unfortunately and very, very sadly ended up taking her own life. I believe that was in like 2018 or 2019. I remember where I was. Maybe it was after the pandemic. I really think it was before that though. Anyways, the documentary is like basically her mom wanting to get justice for her death and like how, like analyzing how she was like just completely destroyed by the media and like how much she was struggling. And it's just really sad. She was basically like in a legal dispute with a domestic partner of hers on like abuse charges, whether or not they were true, I don't know, of her being the alleged abuser. And from there, she got dropped from Love Island. She got dropped from like all her jobs working for ITV, and which is the network that hosts Love Island. And she was just like outcasted, beaten down by the media, everyone saying all these things about her. And it was really bad, really, really bad. So I want to watch that. So I might download that to watch as well, which is just very sad, but very interesting. And also someone that I think about quite often, because I just loved her and I loved her energy and personality and how much she loved the show. And everyone who knows her like seems to only say really, really nice and positive things about her. So yeah, it was very sad when she passed away and like really shocking. So I want to watch that, that her mom had really kind of fought for to put together. Okay, so moving on, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars this week, because like obviously we have to do that. So this week was Prince week, and I'm pulling up, as I do every week when we talk, like deadline. Why I do this every week? Why do you make me pay to read this? You torture me. It was Prince week. Everything was Prince songs, which I am actually a huge fan of Prince. I love a lot of Prince's music. I feel like there was only like one song that people danced to last night that I didn't know, which was not to brag, I loved. And so last night, because we're like down to not a ton of people, everybody was going to perform two dances. They were going to do a style of dance that they've never done before, and then they were going to do a repeated style, not a repeated dance, a repeated style of dance that they have done before. And so we had Elaine, Hendrix, Meredith from Parent Trap. We had Dylan Efron. We had Whitney Lovett from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. We had Alex Earle. and Robert, the fuck is his name? Robert Irwin, and also Jordan Chiles, the Olympic gymnast. So, we started off with Elaine Hendricks, and she danced to I Want to Be Your Lover. This is not in order. I don't know if this is in order. I can never tell. I think it's alphabetical that this article gives this to me. And so, like, just bear with me. Elaine did great. She's definitely made a lot of progress. I think her routines are boring. No offense. I think that there are people doing a lot more difficult choreography. And I know that's not the purpose of the show. Like, she's a good dancer. But, like, I'm a little bored of her dances. I'm going to be honest with you. She got 27 out of 30 for her first dance. There was no guest judge this week, by the way. So we're scoring out of 30. They were like, hey, that was great, but like, we need a little bit more like fight from you in your next performance. Like, we need like a little bit more like fire, because you're kind of like low key giving us absolutely nothing, was like kind of the feedback that she had received. Then we got Alex Earl and Val, and they danced to Little Red Corvette. She did the Argentinian tango, which I don't personally love that dance. However, they freaking slayed it. And she got a 28 out of 30. And she just kind of like did a great job. They said she was the most improved out of the entire show. And that was like an incredible dance, like incredible. Then we have Whitney Levitt and her partner Mark Ballas. They danced the cha-cha to 1999, and it was good. This time they got a 29 out of 30. Carrie Ann was like literally like licking Whitney's butt, and she was like, oh my God, like, you're amazing. Like, actually, that's normally how she treats her. But I'm reading here, and I forgot that Carrie Ann, who's one of the judges, actually for once like gave Whitney like real feedback, being like, you were focused on your technique. And then Derek Hubbs like, Carrie Ann, you're out of your mind. That was awesome. Which was kind of shocking, because she's normally like literally up Whitney's butt. Then we had Dylan Efron and Danielle dance to the Argentinian tango to I Would Die For You. Or rather, the tango. Sorry. They danced the tango. They were really, really good. They said he was so well improved. He got 27 out of 30. They were great. Then we had Jordan Chiles do the jive to Raspberry Beret. And then Carrie Ann, because she literally must have hit her head, was like, this is the best performance so far tonight. I'm like, are you fucking blind? She got a 27 out of 30. Here's the thing about Jordan Chiles. She's extremely strong. She is a fucking gymnast. She could flip up and down that stage left, right, and center if she wanted to, and she doesn't. And I find that annoying, because we're here for a show. We're here for a performance. You're doing the jive. She barely picked her feet up off the ground. And I just was like, this, talk about no energy. Like, I just was not like having it with this dance. I don't know. I just don't think she's that good. Then we had Robert Irwin and Whitney Carson, and holy freaking airball, they got a perfect score. 30 out of 30. This dance was unbelievable. We had flips. We had jumps. We had the craziest jive routine I've ever seen to Baby I'm a Star. I actually have to rewatch this dance, like literally right now. Actually, let's go and watch it together. YouTube. Just go to YouTube, go to Dancing with the Stars. Okay. Bear with me. Okay. Oh no, that's their other dance. Let's see. Dance. I'll watch on mute so that we don't get copyrighted. Robert Irwin. Oh my God, it's so good. Actually, maybe I won't get copyrighted. Okay. Robert Irwin's Prince Night Repeat Jive is the name of this video. To Baby I'm a Star. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. I'm not muting it. Sorry. He's on the desk. Ready? He jumps right down. Bam. His energy is electric. And Whitney is one of the best dancers as professional on the show. He's just such a good dancer. He could be a fucking pro on this show. Oh my God. They're so fun. They're always so full of energy. Like, I'm obsessed. Ah, it's so good. They are like literally, I can't imagine the stamina that you have to do this dance, because they are not, they're jumping up and down the whole time. So good. At one point, he literally jumps over her head. Yep, right now. Fucking insane. The crowd is going wild. Oh, that's so good. Wow. Fucking tens. They were so good. Other thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to mention is that Dylan Efron's brother, you guys might know him. His name is Zac Efron. He was finally there tonight, and he's like literally been so MIA this whole season. He's never once come to support his brother. And he finally was there last night, and people were like thinking, oh my God, Zac was like, you know, I'll use you. No. Dylan was probably like, oh, I'll use my brother when I need him the most. And it's going to be at the, you know, semifinals. Because spoiler alert, Dylan will be in the finale. But anyways, Robert Irwin and Whitney Carson. That was so fucking good. Okay, then we had the new dances, the new brand new, brand new style of dance for them. We had Elaine Hendricks doing the Paso Doble to This Is What It Sounds Like When Doves Cry. Fucking love that song. They got a 30 out of 30. It was her first time getting a perfect score. Again, you guys, I'm sorry. I don't think she's that good. Like, she's good. She's a great dancer, I guess. But like, compared to everybody else, I don't think she should have gotten a perfect score. Whatever. But everyone was like, oh my God, you like did amazing. Like, freaking Carrie Ann and Nava like literally ran out of her chair to go and hug her and then like fell over. I'm like, you're embarrassing. Then we had Alex and Val dance to Purple Rain. They did the Viennese waltz. It was so good. And Alex fucking busted her ass for this dance. She lived in the moment. And everyone was like, that was everything I could see you. You felt the music. You were passionate. You were not focused on your steps. You were everything. And she got a 30 out of 30. This bitch needs to win this whole thing. I swear to God. Like, I need her to win. She's unbelievable. Then we had Dylan and Danielle dance to Kiss. And they did the cha-cha. And I'm like, no offense. Like, I know Danielle is married. But, like, I did need these two to actually kiss. And they didn't, unfortunately. So they got a 28 out of 30. And he did it was the cha-cha. So it's like another little Latin dance. He's shaking his hips up there. He's not going to win. He's a good dancer, but I just think it's easier for men, like celebrities. It's just like, if we're comparing Dylan to Robert, it's like, holy shit, like Robert could be a pro and Dylan is like kind of sucking. No offense. I do love him, but like, come on, like he's not going to win. Sorry, I was just checking to see how much time we'd been recording. And then after Dylan, we had Whitney, who did the Viennese waltz to Slow Love. She got a 29 out of 30. They said it was impeccable. Favorite of all of her performances. Of course, Carrie Ann and Nava's like moved to tears. She's like, oh my God, like this is literally my favorite dance you've ever done. Whatever. Then Jordan Chiles did You Got the Look by the Argentine Tango. Wait, why did I think this was You Got the Look, You Got the Look? Or maybe that's She's Got the Look. Wait, LOL. That's a different song. This started playing last night. She's Got the Look is by Roxette. Oh yeah, that's totally what I thought we were listening to last night, and it's not. Okay, perfect. So this was You Got the Look, and Jordan was said that this was like the harder dance she's had to learn, and everyone's like, this was a top performance, you're amazing. Again, I don't think she's amazing, but I think he like almost dropped her. I didn't think it was a very good performance, but she got a 30 out of 30. She got a perfect score. So who am I to judge, to be honest with you? Yeah, like she's good, but I don't know. I don't think that they're a good match. Like I think she's stronger than her partner, and I think that they should have given her a stronger lead, because I just don't think that they're physically like able to do a lot more. I don't know. Then Robert Irwin danced the Viennese waltz to Wow. And this was really, really great. It was so good. And they got a 29 out of 30. And then we were past time last night, which was so weird. Like we were at like 10 o'clock and it was still going, and it was like a commercial break and we hadn't even voted anybody off yet. It was so weird. It like went over time. But they did tell us that the person who's not going home. No, they did. The person who is going home, who went home last night, was, drumroll, Whitney Levitt, which is so shocking. However, also not shocking, and I'll tell you why. First of all, she was not at the bottom of the leaderboard at all. Like, Dylan was at the bottom. And I mean, they're all pretty comparable at this point. You know, people who are like genuinely not good dancers like have already gone home. But as I mentioned before, I have been watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And so the season came out last week, and she is kind of the villain of the show, you guys. Like, she had admitted in the show that she wasn't actually going to film for this season of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, but they were all given the opportunity, if they were on the show, to rehearse, no, to audition for Dancing with the Stars. And they were going to pick someone from Dancing with the Stars to be on the season. And Whitney literally comes back to film the show. She's in like maybe episode like six. She's like, I'm going to come back, and I'm actually only coming back because I want to be able to audition for Dancing with the Stars. This is an amazing opportunity. I'm here. I'm back. And everyone's like, why are you here? You're not here because you want to be our friend. You're not here for anything else. You're like, you know, intentions aren't pure. Like, you just want to be on Dancing with the Stars. And she's like, yeah, like, have I not made myself clear? Like, I'm literally here for one thing and one thing only. And I don't think that the public is liking that. I don't think people like that intention and think she's like greedy, or like, you know, her intentions aren't good and she just is driven by that. And instead of calling her ambitious and, you know, driven and knows what she wants and all this stuff, like, people are just so negative about her. And I'm of two minds, because do I think that Whitney is like a good friend? Probably not. However, do we need to like actually put her on trial for saying and being so honest that she only wanted to be on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives this season so that she could audition for Dancing with the Stars? Like, why is she being like completely destroyed for that? I feel bad for her, because I don't think that if this show, it sucks, because like there's only 1 week left of Dancing with the Stars and it's the finale. She could have made it to the finale, but I don't think she got the amount of votes from the public that she normally does because of how she's been coming across on the show. Like, the show only came out a week ago. It sucks that it lined up that way. And it's also kind of surprising, I guess, that ABC would have done that. Like, let the Hulu show come out at the same time as Dancing with the Stars. They're all run and owned by ABC. Whose decision was it to allow that? Because how would they not have thought that however the show was edited, produced, however Whitney was going to come across, was going to then impact the voting for the season of the show of Dancing with the Stars? Just food for thought. All right, I'm going to go. I've freaking babbled on long enough. Again, no episode next week. We will be back the following week and I'll have a whole little recap of our trip to Detroit for Thanksgiving. But I hope that you have a good Thanksgiving. I know that, you know, holidays are hard for people. They're different for everybody. Maybe you did a Friendsgiving and you're not seeing your family for Thanksgiving. Maybe you do see your family for Thanksgiving, but it's overwhelming or stressful. Make sure you take time for yourself. Like, you know, even if it's only a few minutes, like just be alone and just do something that you love. Watch a video you love. You know, take care of yourselves, take care of your mental health in the next week. But if, you know, if anything, just enjoy it, whatever it is. If it's a day off work or you are, you know, having a great time with your family, you're able to enjoy it and have a really great time. I know I'm going to miss mine next week, but I'm really excited to spend the time with Connor's family and especially family that we don't get to see because they live in Michigan. So wish me luck on my travel and our flights and hope that there's no delays. And I hope that if you're traveling, you have an easy travel as well. But thanks everybody for listening. I'll see you again very soon and have a great rest of your day. Bye guys.